This world shall know pain. Almighty Push!
The fuck up, samurai. We have a city to burn.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Permission granted.
I sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi Summit.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the summit. This is your girl, Isabel.
And this is Dylan. We are here with a whole lot of anime news because it's been a little while since we've done an episode. A lot of stuff has happened, life stuff, anime stuff, gaming stuff.
Happy New Year, happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays.
2024.
I hope everyone's Christmas and New Year's was lit. We had a busy ass fucking Christmas, but our New Year's was really good. Honestly.
Yeah, chill, yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I made pork and sauerkraut. I don't know if any of you guys do that out there, but it's like kind of like a tradition. I guess it's to bring luck.
Pennsylvania or German Dutch.
Yeah. Isabel wanted it. I don't really care that much. I don't mind sauerkraut, but I just throw hot sauce on it anyway.
I was just craving it. Listen, all right.
I don't
guys,
blame you.
I was craving it, okay?
I don't blame you.
And I ate a whole bowl and
it's easy to make, so yeah. I was like, whatever. I'm glad it was something to please you that was easy to make. So I was like, fuck yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
unfortunately, though, we all did get sick. Me, yeah, Isabel, and Anaya. Right. So that was why Christmas was so brutal. Me and Anaya were sick. And then
right
Isabel just kind of got sick yesterday or 2 days ago. She started feeling it. I'm pretty much over it for the most part. Anaya, thankfully, her fever broke. It was her first time ever being sick.
First time ever, thank God. So at least we got her to this point. We've just been keeping her nose clear. Dad's just been killing it. Also, with being on top of her, Tylenol, everything she needs. We've just been, and she's been getting through it. So she's a little bit of a cough left, but she has her energy back, her appetite. So
we had hopefully. Her two birthday parties, I'm pretty sure, since the last time we've had
an
episode. So
she's a year old now, guys.
Yeah, she's
December
a year 12th. Old.
12/12/2022. That's crazy. That was like a year ago.
I know.
I mean, we had a 2 week old at this time last year. So we were like, I like started crying when the ball dropped because I just thought like how we survived the hardest, like, I mean, getting her to a year. And like, I just remember picturing like, oh, I can't wait for this time next year when she's a whole year old. And she is.
We got to be together when the ball dropped also.
Yeah, we did. We got, I mean, compared to you and you were sick and we had a little baby last year. So it's just crazy now. Like we got her. It's just awesome.
Last
like,
year
I'm
I was
so
all
proud
fucked
of
up.
Us.
I missed the ball drop. This year we got to do the ball drop. It was the ball drop is so lame though.
It's always
like,
lame.
I can't believe people stand there for 11 hours
since
and
5 o'clock
wait.
In
like,
the morning.
The
previous,
fuck?
Yeah, like
why
people standing there to get in line for that?
Why I watched it with better in 1080p on my fucking monitor.
Because it's the new
of
year.
Of course, there's always cringy shit happening.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I already saw a bunch of cringy fucking clips I gotta show you then.
Oh god.
Of things that happened during the New Year stream with everybody.
Oh my god.
And also, Japan started off the New Year with fucking earthquakes and tsunamis. This, like 50
god.
Earthquakes.
Yeah.
I saw like 22 of them were above a 4.0, and then they had one that was like a 7.2. And then a tsunami that was at least, they were expecting like 5 meter tall tsunami, but they said they had one, the first one hit, it was a meter tall,
okay,
the first aftershock
right.
tsunami. I haven't checked in like 4 or 5 hours what happened,
okay,
so.
Right.
But I'm sure it might be fucked up there.
We need
hopefully,
to go and visit them before the fucking
hopefully
earth just
all
swallows
the One Piece
back up California
what if all the
Japan?
One Piece statues are untouched? What if all the Straw Hat bronze statues are untouched?
Jinbei's the only one that'd be a little stressed out about.
That would be so
like...
fucking crazy. I'd be like, yep, God, obviously. That's why. Goda, obviously, is
Goda.
God, so why would they touch him?
Yeah.
Snowy's no better. But other than that,
they have no deaths though. So we're like, when they were laughing about this, listen, when I saw, they said there were
six incidents of people trapped under rubble, but there was no deaths, no injuries. So I was like, God, so
they're on top of this shit.
Japan know how to handle earthquakes.
Yeah, exactly. But Happy New Year. Crazy. We're in 2024. I'll be 25 in a couple months.
It goes so fast.
Dylan's about to be 31. Not about to be. Yeah. Exactly, like 6 months away. From...
7 months away from being 31. Almost set like 7 months and 3 weeks. You know what I mean? So it's pretty far away.
It is pretty far away. But isn't that crazy? Like this year is
And you're about to be how old in 25 in 3 months?
In 3 months, we're going to Florida. Anaya will be going to Florida at a year old when Dylan went when he was 24.
My first time ever going.
Anaya is about to experience Epcot soon. Shout out.
Oh, no, I wasn't 24. I was like 25. For our Christmas present? It was 3 years ago.
I was
27.
Oh, you're 27. Okay.
My first time ever going to Disney. Well, 27 years old. You're right. It was 20. Because I was poor, you guys. It was very poor.
I'm excited to take her and maybe get her on some rides that said it's for all ages. So that'll be like a really cute family moment. Oh my God.
I'm excited. Go to Epcot and get food and drinks in every country. Hopefully she'll be like a year and a half. So hopefully she's even better at like eating. She can eat with us.
She's getting a lot better. So I mean, yeah.
We got a bunch of different things for the holidays, like presents wise, like,
So much shit for the collection. Honestly, guys, Temu and my friend Bree, shout out to my friend Bree at work. She told me about Temu and about how, because she bought like a Vegeta statue for like cheap. And I was like, all right, maybe I'll like, you know, I'm being told about enough. So I downloaded it and I spent $30 for Dylan to open up stuff. And everything I saw had an image in the comments or the, you know what I mean? So like, I spent $30 and I got like, what, six or five things?
Yeah, we got a dope ace hat.
What else? I got the ace hat. I got the poster.
Oh, yeah. That little Charmander. You. It's like the first three evolutions. Yeah. Pokemon, like obviously. Japanese Kanto starters.
Versions. Wall scroll. Really cute.
I know. We got to get more than fucking frames.
Fuck, what else? I'm blanking too, honestly. Looks like I got a couple things.
We got so, because we're so bad, you guys. We start shopping after Halloween, and then we give each other the presents immediately when we get them. So, like, I don't even remember everything I got her.
Godzilla shower curtain.
Yeah, we got a Godzilla shower curtain. Honestly, I do fuck with that. I look at it more often like, damn, that's pretty sick.
Right? Shower curtain?
The ace hat, though, was definitely the big one. That thing was crazy.
Yep.
And it's like a true replica, too. It has all the shit, all the fucking pins, the beads, the red beads.
Yeah. I didn't even know it came with all that. I was mad impressed. I got the
Anya statue on top riding the dog Bond. It's so
I got
cute.
That for Anaya, our daughter.
The Poe stuffy plush.
Oh, Pooh, yeah.
Yeah, from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Is it Pooh?
Pooh, yeah, it's you're Pooh. Right.
Well, don't get it wrong now. It's my baby
It
Pooh.
Might be Poe. I think it's Poe. I can't remember. It? I can't remember.
Maybe
I still
it
love
is
this.
Fuck, I don't know. I don't know.
I got you the whole Harry Potter box set twice in two different forms. We got the illustrated like pop-out book form, and we got the OG just regular books.
Oh, and you opened up a Charmander hoodie that I got you, a really, really cute one.
Charmander hoodie, yeah.
Boy, I love it.
You got that slime statue right there from Tori.
Tori
got me
some
One Piece packs, and I got the fucking, I pulled the gold Gear 5 Luffy from OP5.
Shout out, hell yeah.
He also got me the big-ass Charizard. Is it Lego or is it Mega?
It's
Mega Pokemon. Like, the flying Charizard. So we're going to do a stream building that whole ass thing.
And I'm going to get the Pokemon Center Lego set at some point whenever we get a house. That'll be like our Lego Pokemon display. Fucking awesome.
We got a Blue Eyes White Dragon statue. And we also got a robotic desk shop who just sits on my desk and makes noise and stuff and hangs out.
We're going to get into that. Let's just get right into it. Fucking
what?
Star Wars Rebels, I've been grinding it, and it's been capturing my attention, and I'm just mad impressed with it. All right, guys?
So I finished Rebels.
Kanan,
what happened was...
I can see now why Kanan,
he's that man. I finished Rebels myself for the timeline watcher, and then I was like, Isabel, you should watch Rebels. It's
really
fucking
good. And then
really
you showed me Chopper, and I was like, I'll start this. It was a vibe. This whole show has just been a vibe. And the plot, like, it, like...
It's so well written. It keeps moving, every episode.
And it's well written. It keeps moving. They're not in one place. It's not. It doesn't ever get boring to where it loses my attention. So I'm very. I mean, obviously, it's still like for younger, you know.
The crew's stacked.
It gives me an like it is well done. Like we literally fuck shit up. I'm impressed.
They just do. They do anime shit. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. It's you're one right, of those. Right.
I'm willing to accept Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels into the anime community with Avatar.
I would throw on Clone Wars just to fall asleep to at night because I need like shows. Like,
it's
that I can
unbelievable. Put on like, for literally, night. Ahsoka pulling up like she just did was so anime.
It would have been cooler if she would have fucked one of them up. But
yeah, fine, but whatever. Jedi, you know.
I know it's still a show, so I get it.
But yeah,
but now I'm like, after I finish this, I'm gonna watch the live action Ahsoka, and I'm gonna actually get into it, which I already saw enough dope shit that actually kind of wanted me to go back and watch Rebels because I started Ahsoka and I was like, all right, I like this enough where. I'm gonna go back.
And you need to watch Rebels because there's Ahsoka is full on just Rebels lore nonstop.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, exactly.
I understand if people didn't watch Rebels, they'd be like, "This show makes no sense." Like, yeah, you literally need to watch Rebels.
Yeah.
To, like,
okay.
Understand
that makes me feel better.
Other than that, Ahsoka is just lightsabers and fights and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm going after Ezra and all that shit. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Talking about shows then and stuff, we also did a whole lot of shows. Other than Star Wars Rebels, Star Wars Rebels, you're halfway through season two, so she still has 2.5 seasons to watch. So
right,
we'll definitely you'll get some more report-ins from that.
Yes, yep.
We watched the Yu Hakusho live action.
We didn't finish it.
We need one more episode to watch it. We watched four or five episodes.
Yeah, you're right. I almost finished. You're right. I almost
But honestly, well, I know I did go back. I watched 4 or 5 too. I didn't watch the last one because I didn't know if you've watched the last one or not.
No, I think I'm on 5 or yeah. I don't know.
But I mean, honestly, I think they could have spaced it out more. They could have made it like they could have left the Dark Tournament for the next season. You know what I mean? And not even used Tagoro at all this season.
Yeah,
and it would have been just as good.
Yeah,
because.
They could have done a
they just
tournament arc.
Speed ran half of Yu Hakusho in 5 episodes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For no reason. They did do a very good job of like compressing the story down into
they
one story.
They did a good
story.
Job of it. I mean, I'm not hating it.
Yeah, they mixed like 3 arcs together in one arc and they still made
worked.
Sense.
Yeah,
yeah
right.
I wasn't too big though on Kuwabara. I feel like he could have been wittier and like
funnier.
More of a standout.
Funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's the comedic come on out.
Yusuke though. Was actually great.
Yeah, his
he killed it. The run,
his
the
attitude.
Walk.
You saw him versus Tagoro. Yeah.
One thing they did not disappoint was fight choreography. That shit was like intense as fuck.
Done well.
The cinematography for it was shot really well to like match the choreography to make it seem even faster than it was. I wasn't big on Hiei.
Yeah, it was literally about, I was like,
he
wait,
was,
I'm going to put
I
you on. Hiei
like a,
was,
yeah.
I mean, the actor did well, but then the makeup was too much. Like,
yeah,
why
like,
was the makeup too much?
Eyeliner
he
on
looks
him.
Like he's, like, his eyes were too much eyeliner or something. I'm sorry, it was way too much. Just as if they could have cut that out a little bit, it would have been better. His hair was too big.
Something
was
off
was
looking
up,
at Hiei.
Yeah. But the actor, like, did
fighting
the sword.
Good.
Yeah, the
yeah.
Fighting was great. It's just, that look was not it.
No. But honestly, I would still recommend it. I would still say that it was a live action that was good for once,
still,
unlike other ones.
You're gonna
want to
go back and actually watch the anime, which I can appreciate. Like a live action pulling people into the anime.
Definitely, if you
so,
like the live action,
the
you would love the anime even more.
I was
sure.
impressed.
It wasn't as good as One Piece.
Botan's Botan's outfit was mad cute.
She was
her
vibe
was like, all right, that
I'm
is
down
a little
with
bit of a Botan.
With Junior, I know you were a little salty. Junior wasn't a kid at first.
No,
I was cool with him being.
I was okay because it worked. I mean, I know why they had
work.
To stick it with that. Like, but I know I said that I was actually impressed that they kept the binky. They didn't like they
yeah,
were not
was,
about to not have the binky.
Too.
So I was impressed. I was like, all right. But you know what I was most impressed by?
What?
That they like drew heavily on the Keiko and Yusuke, like this is obviously
love
his
story,
good.
Yeah.
Like they really
him
pulled that into
at
it.
A restaurant
of, yeah,
and
he's
shit
like
that.
Yeah, like just them spending time together, that's like his main reason for coming back is obviously her. He's like, all right, like he's like, this is I love that they pulled all that anyway. So yeah, it's worth it. It's but it's very condensed. They didn't have the budget for multiple seasons for sure. So
I think
I
they were
why,
just worried
but...
about they knew One Piece would work no matter what. Even
yeah,
if One Piece
yeah.
was bad, it would still make up the numbers to make up the profit for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like with Yu Hakusho, they're like, if this doesn't
we'll
work, we could be fucked.
Yeah. You guys get one season. Wrap it all up.
So I think they're just testing the water to see what they can and can't get away with. I heard there was a Naruto live action in the works, too. So we'll see what the fuck happens with that.
Oh, shit.
Through Netflix.
Okay,
It's not going to be as good as One Piece, though. We already know that.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be.
They are working on
the second season. They also did announce a Zelda live action with Netflix.
We'll see.
I have hope for that one. If you cast someone right, Gucci.
Is it the problem is that they have so much that they could go off of with it? Like, they could world building, story. Like, they could really dwell into stuff. They could really dwell into it. So, like, I don't understand why people are afraid of not, like, wanting to, like, do one good season and then continue and get the budget.
I'm waiting on that Paramount of Gears of War. You know that live action is going to
Last
slap.
Of Us 2 is already gone. Is it going to be in the, is in the works
that,
now,
that
right?
Won, that won a bunch of awards this year, Last of Us, just recently for the live action. Yeah. Won, like, best drama and shit. It's, like, up for Emmys or something like that.
That was what started our watch parties, yep. Guys, was The Last of Us. So this is the second season. What else is, isn't something else getting done? No.
What?
Well, no, we're talking about some.
Well, no, Netflix. Stuff, no, like, I mean, we can dip into anime real quick because I know what you're thinking about. But Netflix said fuck it, and so they saw those One Piece numbers and they said hire Wit Studio to remake One Piece right now, all of it from the beginning. So we're getting an official One Piece remake. I know before it's even over. Obviously, they have 1,100 episodes to go off
what?
Of.
That's wild.
Yeah, Naruto don't deserve it though. So, yeah, so we're getting a full Wit Studio remake. If there was a studio that would I have faith in, Wit's one of them. MAPPA used to be one of them.
I'm so excited for this shit. Maybe
beating their employees.
I needed a reason, guys, to rewatch this for a second time, like a full straight. I mean, I've been having it on, so I've been picking up enough now with certain things. But, like, we'll just have it on for a night to fall asleep to, and I'll, like, watch 8 minutes of it and be like, oh, my God, look at all the crew being
You said you were in the Fear Fields the other day because Netflix bought the newest season of Impel Down, and you were just watching Impel Down the other day on Netflix.
Yeah, and he's talking about his dad, and about, yeah, like, it was just a whole...
It's just so good. You can turn it on, and once you've seen it all in full, you get to put it on at any point, and you're like, I love this so much.
Yeah, and I'm just watching a little scene, and I'm like, oh my god. Or, like, it's because I saw the scene where they all get on the boat for the first time, and they're all experiencing the sunny, and Chopper's spinning around, like, all right, I'll see any patients now, huh? And he's all happy, yeah. And he gets his little... and then they all have their own little areas, and I'm like, I love
Sanji's
it.
Sanji's little
I love
aquarium
it.
For yeah. them catching their fish and shit.
I know, and then Luffy put the shark in there and he's like, look at this shark, and he's like, it's gonna eat all the other fish, and then he's like, what the fuck, and then he took out the shark to beat it up for eating all of his other food. So cute, like, I love that.
We also know that we are getting a Fallout live action.
Oh my god, yeah, we already saw the teasers trailer for that, guys. Holy shit,
looks amazing.
Looks awesome,
not gonna lie,
fucking awesome.
We might have to watch
Bethesda
for Fallout.
For fucking stealing everybody's money, but whatever, we're getting the live action. All right, we'll do a watch party for that. I will consider it. It's Fallout.
Over Christmas, we were fortunate enough to watch two of your favorite childhood movies that I've never seen. Shrek 2 and what was the other one? Brain?
Megamind. With Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that Megamind, great movie.
Yeah.
That shit was so fucking funny.
I'm so happy.
I loved Megamind, honestly. It was a really good movie. I couldn't, like, predict. There was twists in it that were, like, unpredictable for me.
If you had no idea about the movie, yeah, you were like, what? Yeah.
And there was a lot of, like, adult humor in it if you were, like, fast enough to catch it and, like, pay attention to the background and stuff like that. I love everyone's did great voice acting.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Who else? Tina Fey. Brad Pitt.
Shrek
2.
Pretty mid, honestly.
I knew you were going to say that.
Wasn't that great.
That, but yeah, it wasn't. You're right.
It was just eh.
It was eh.
It was okay. But see, my problem with Shrek is that I think because the comedy isn't good enough to offset the amount of Shrek rock that's been forced upon me in my life.
Shrek rock?
Yeah.
What is that?
Just all of the, like Blink 182 and, like, fucking
that vibe
of music.
Yeah.
It's just spawned because of Shrek. And I just, like, I don't know. I just don't like the music. I don't
and then
like.
Shrek
and
blew
Shrek
up
just
on the
reminds
internet
me
again
of it.
Because of that meme, right? With that, like, scary Shrek meme where people were, like, animating him and, like, right or something like that. Remember?
I don't. You tell me.
There was that whole thing on the internet where, like, it was. What was it? It was like a whole, like. I know it was like a whole meme
one
thing.
What Caucasian are you talking about? I have no
well,
idea.
Well, this is back when, like, PewDiePie was still, like, the you know, coming up.
Just
and, like,
Shrek
this is...
in the swamp and shit?
No, it was like a meme of, like, I don't know. Like, I just remember there was, like, this crazy meme or animation of Shrek that came out, like. that everyone, like, I don't know, it just blew up in popularity. People were using, like, the, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, some of the people out there know what I'm talking about. All right, let's shut up.
If you do, let me know in the Discord if you know what she's talking about. I have no quotes about what she's talking
about. I don't know if it was just animations of him or people were, like, doing him in 3D. Like, it was just, I know I'm right. I know I'm talking about something that
I'm not questioning you. That's fine with me.
It went viral, okay?
We went to the movie theaters for the first time since we've had Anaya, pretty much, and we saw Godzilla Minus One.
The second time? No.
Second time. What else did we see?
Not Weathering With You. What was it?
Oh.
We saw something. Film Red? No.
I was going to say, we saw Shizume and the Hero Home.
We saw something else because another family member came to watch
it. I don't fucking remember. That movie must have been fucking trash.
I don't remember what movie it was.
Well, this is our second time seeing a movie, and we saw fucking Godzilla Minus One because everyone was losing their goddamn mind about it.
Yes, with Tori. It was fucking lit.
It was a good movie. It was very anime-y with the storyline. It was really basic.
Really good. I mean, it was the actors did really, really well. Acting was fucking loved it.
I felt like the acting was good. It was just, I don't know. I was just like, for as hype as everyone was making the sound, it was like, I wasn't as impressed.
You wouldn't watch it again.
I was expecting to be floored. Not right now.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm.
Maybe in the black and white because they were releasing
all
black and white. Maybe
see
what the vibe was like.
Were done good.
I appreciate how cheap the movie was because it shows other people like why the fuck was the Flash movie fucking $300 million for CG and shit.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really a fan of that, honestly. Like, I'm glad that they were able to show them, like, look, with 10 mil, we were able to make a movie worth fucking $200 million, like, on opening week
money.
And shit. Yeah. I'm hype. I would definitely maybe watch it in black and white just to see what it's like because Godzilla and them. So yeah, like, overall, Godzilla Minus One, like, I would say it was dope to see in theaters. It was definitely one that I wish we could have seen in IMAX, but, like, I wanted to, you know what I mean, originally.
Yeah.
But the closest IMAX was an hour and a half. I'm not driving
far
that far.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Fuck that shit.
For that movie, no.
But, like, I was pleased with how much Godzilla was in it. And he wasn't, like, superhero Godzilla, which I also loved.
Animated well.
It was, like, definitely my favorite Godzilla out of the Godzillas, which wasn't, like, a high bar to hit because...
Right.
Fucking Stranger Things is in the other Godzillas running around, so, like,
it's weird though, because I have, now that I've seen Shin Godzilla, it was like Shin Godzilla, not as terrifying, but it was like that with the same music, as it hit that iconic music, and it was basically, but if there was a human family that you were following the plot line from, which is
for sure
cool. So again, loved it. I think it definitely deserves all the praise.
Hate seeing children in danger, though.
Yeah, I was not ready. I was already bawling over hearing a baby cry, but that's, again, I can't. I'm trying to work through my hormones and anxiety from, being a new mom sucks. and hearing kids in danger.
The last show that we have to talk about is actually a weird one, kind of, that I found the other day. That it's, like, kind of my guilty pleasure right now of TV shows, but it was Holy Moly on Netflix. Is a mini golf competitive mini golf show, and
Alessio,
it had me dying.
Right, this is a fucking
call
Alessio. Out for you, dude. Please save.
Fuck,
give
Alessio.
Him a fucking another round, please, another game.
Pull up, bitch.
He's making it his life. All right, he's fucking learning the ways.
I've struck and tamed down so many times now. I've beaten
he's
Isabel.
Ready. Just fucking play him, please.
D'Alessio beat me in mini golf on fucking the PC 3 times in a row the other night. It was pissing me off. He showed up drunk and then just beat the shit out of me in mini golf.
Everyone comment rematch in one of our channels. I'm gonna start doing it, seeing if
tag
I can't
D'Alessio.
Get some fucking
like
everyone
rematch
tag
on stream right now.
What's his Discord name again?
That SSG
that
or
SSG.
No? It's like
no,
Soul
it's
Brook or
Soul King
fuck.
SSG. Yeah, please.
Fuck D'Alessio.
Rematch. I need a fucking rematch now because you have made he like ever since he lost that match and you've been fucking killing it. So I don't know. We'll see.
He just finished his second watch through of One Piece. Also, he's almost done.
Yeah, you guys are fucking grinding through that.
Fucking Mitch is almost caught up too. Finally, Mitch is caught up. Taven's
been grinding.
Is
in Jenna's
Zao.
Been watching.
Yeah, Jenna's in Zao. I think also too. Right, she's past or she's in Whole Cake or something.
Yeah, I
or
think
past
she's,
Whole Cake.
She's up in Whole.
Yeah. No, she's in Wano now.
I
remember
think she is in Wano. Yeah, she's
in
already there.
She's in
there.
Wano.
She's chilling.
Fucking Light started. He's in the East Blue. Everyone's just watching One Piece right now, and it brings you so much joy because it's the best show in the whole world. And that and no,
them Gear
top
5
ever.
animated art, beautiful, best ever scenes hit, and they were like, yeah, we need to watch
Crunchyroll officially also announced that it did crash their servers. Yeah, they put out a whole article about
the
how
year of One Piece,
the year of motherfucking One Piece, and everyone
Attack on
was
Titan
so
sucked
hurt.
My dick.
Fuck you, Attack on Titan.
And what about
the year of One Piece? The year Attack on Titan. They said it's the year One Piece. Don't give a fuck about Attack on Titan. We waited the fucking goddamn 4 years.
No, what was it? Boruto, the
Boruto
fans, Attack on Titan fans. All y'all go
fuck
sit
y'all.
Down. Sorry.
Especially the Boruto fans. At least Attack on Titan's worth talking about. Boruto's
yeah, right,
not even
no, exactly.
worth the breath in
it's
my
not,
fucking lungs that it takes to disrespect Boruto.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch ass anime.
Yeah.
So we've just been watching tons of shows. Anime. Dan to Dan finally got its anime announced. I'm excited for that one. Isabel doesn't really know much about it yet, but it's an alien
Watch the anime.
It's an alien ghost anime.
Yeah.
I'll
just watch it for what it is.
One Piece was also officially the first anime to sponsor an NFL team for a whole game. They had
Rams.
A whole One Piece day from the LA Rams. And guess what? The Rams won the match.
Yeah, that One Piece
if
energy.
It was even questioned.
Now.
If it was
Come
even
on now.
Questioned,
like, One
obviously.
You can't argue. One Piece is doing all this shit. Come on now.
Yeah.
Oda has big plans too for next year. He's this year. I'm sorry, this year.
Yeah.
You said that there's some big fan.
One, some it's gonna be One Piece 2024
fights.
Year. Also,
it's some
Egghead's
yeah.
gonna be fucking crazy.
Yeah,
Egghead's gonna be unbelievable. Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty won the best ongoing game 2023 over Fortnite and Apex Legends.
Exactly.
So that gives us hope. Yeah, because it gives us hope. It gives us hope that the anime community isn't, or the gaming community isn't as fucking brain dead as I think.
But can I just say, I have yet to play Fortnite. What if I get on the one
no.
that you can't build buildings
no.
and it's mad fun?
No, it's not better than Cyberpunk.
True.
Go ahead and tell,
a lot
go
of
ahead
time
tell them
Cyberpunk,
a little bit about
y'all.
Your Cyberpunk experience.
Oh, all right, here we go, guys. So, Cyberpunk 2077, that I think I put a combined at least almost 200 hours into it. I think Dylan is double that. So apart from being parents, when we have time, when she's just playing or she's down for a nap, this is the game that we're playing, and they've updated it. I'm waiting on another patch because since I've downloaded the DLC and then the new updates, I think it's a little much for my computer. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's just a little bit of a, like, because there's just so much happening in the game and it is so well done, and you need some good shit in order to run it because it is fucking beautiful. So if you have a computer, you have a PC.
There's just so much
happening. There's so much in the game conversations. I mean, you can now have a whole relationship with your partner and hang out with them in your apartment, and I can customize so much. I buy all the outfits, all the cars. Like, this is such an immersive game. And then not even on top of that, but the cyberware, the fighting, the fucking, I'm a whole samurai swordsman with a fucking Mox shotgun. Like, I'm broken. I can hack everybody and just get them to kill themselves or go cyber psycho. Like, I can do so much.
The different levels of combat that you can get to. Like, I was telling her, like, V would literally fuck Batman up.
I thought about it.
Like,
he's
in
right.
a straight 1v1,
I would. If
Batman
I was
would
my
get
people.
The absolute shit stomped out of him. And it would be in a fraction of a second.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable that the how far they've taken, like, the lore for the cyberware and shit like that. Like, you can in-depth build. Like, I'm how many hours did you say you were in?
I put almost 200 now. 200
You're more
hours.
Than that, actually. You're actually,
really?
Yeah, no, I actually
I just
looked.
Hit
I just looked right before dinner.
Really?
Before I was done cooking dinner, yeah, because I saved your game for you.
Really?
And you had one file at 108 hours, one file at 96 hours, and then the one you're on right now was at, like, 70-some. So you're, like, almost 300 hours in.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I guess I did play it a second time, but then I
and then
redid
I'm like almost 400 hours in.
Yeah, you're almost 400. Okay, all right.
Because I went back to look to see how many game save files you have.
I thought you could just check on Steam, though, the whole amount of hours that you've played.
Yeah,
in,
you can
you
do
know
it
mean?
Like that, too.
Okay.
But I was looking in-game. Like, I wanted to see in-game
But I
have
a bunch of different saves, though, so wouldn't
Yeah,
that...
I went and looked at the different... Because I wanted to see if you had done one of each path.
Yeah.
And you did, yeah.
You had to go,
so,
but you had to scroll through
Yeah,
them.
I had to scroll,
oh, okay.
yeah.
All right,
yeah, but
cool.
I wanted
all right,
to see.
Cool. I just want to make sure you got all that.
It wasn't that crazy of a scroll. It was, like, fucking two scrolls.
Yeah, I made sure not to. Yeah, I'm smart about how I save it. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so, like, and just, like, the fact that, like, I played, like, my last build, right, was I was a net runner, so I would look at people and hack them. While
you
I was invisible, I would throw knives, and then if they called me out in the open, I would use a sword. That was my build, right? Now my build for this whole run, I'm, like, 100 hours into this run almost, or it's, like, 75 hours into this run, and I'm using fucking triple submachine guns that auto reload themselves. One of them happens to shoot 1,000 rounds a minute for no reason. One of them's silenced with 150 stealth damage. And then I have a rocket launcher arm that has 3 rockets in it at all times now. And then on top of that, I can slow down time with my Sandy build.
Like it's just in-depth crazy. What other game can do this is why it's because it's winning these awards. Cyberpunk Edgerunners anime won an award for anime of the year. Come suck my dick. Like, yeah. This game is fucking
anime of the year. And then
if
best
you want to put hours into this game, like if you want an immersive experience, get on this show.
And I understand, like, yes, it was a little buggy on launch and stuff like that. Some of it was y'all having fucking trash ass systems.
Some of it, yeah.
With a fucking 1060s in them and shit, and be like, I don't know why I can't run it.
You need to be able to run it.
Stop buying fucking Prime and stupid shit and upgrade your PCs, dummies, all right? Stop buying Fortnite V-Bucks and fucking buy a new goddamn processor.
Consoles are so expensive, and now they're coming with another console. Yeah. The whole console line.
Yeah, so Cyberpunk is just unbelievable. If you've waited to play it until now, just buy it and fuck play it. Like I said,
if you're looking for an open world that you can just be, I'm talking about, you can just be broken, you can build up your character, you can meet different characters. Like, I just know, it's, again, I don't even know how else to describe it.
They've been
winning awards, okay? Like, I don't.
The Phantom Liberty DLC, I played through the whole thing. It took me roughly 40 to 50 hours to, like, do it, pretty much everything in it.
Right.
And the fucking Spider-Man 2 deal, the game that just dropped.
The whole game. Oh, yeah.
Almost called DLC. That shit was 28 hours.
The whole game, just the game, no DLC, was 28 hours.
And honestly, that's only one ending for the Phantom Liberty. There's 3 endings, I think, that I could have gotten.
The playability, the replayability with Cyberpunk is the, I don't even like.
The fact that
I tried doing Skyrim and I couldn't even I know that everyone goes back to play Skyrim, but come on now. Like, at least you can find new endings with Cyberpunk and new outfits.
New endings as in here's a little 15-second cutscene. It's two hours of unique ending gameplay.
You got to do this and then do that. And, it's just, it's crazy.
So, for $90 to buy the game and the DLC at full price, which you could find, wait for sale, buy it on sale. It's all on sale all the time.
You get 200 hours worth of gameplay.
At least 200 hours. I'm on 400 hours and I'm still seeing new shit.
Which we will be making a video to talk about some stuff that we think should change and to make it even. But now they are done with it. They're working on Cyberpunk. I think they're coming out with another Cyberpunk game.
Yeah.
So that's what they're trying to put their focus into, because they have been working at Cyberpunk, the one that we're playing, with the new updates and the police chase. Like, they've perfected it now. So once they get rid of some bugs, I think, with this, and then I think it'll be done for what it is. And now we get Cyberpunk, the next game, which I'm hoping
is amazing.
I think I know why they're coming out with a second one, because they want a second shot at now that we get everybody gets it, now we can get something with maybe immersive NPCs and I don't know. I know they really want to take their time with this, so I'm excited. But yeah.
Surprisingly enough, we also did get the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer. Okay. For the first time ever.
We were talking, yeah, okay.
I was trying to look up how many fucking... Oh, right there it is. 162 million views.
That's wild.
That's amazing. Oh, they already dropped a second trailer. Oh, that's a fucking someone else's fan-made bullshit.
Yeah.
But yeah, 162 million views. Are you excited for GTA 6?
I never finished GTA 5. I mean, I think I bought it for Xbox 360 and then I just never finished it. But, we'll see what happens. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to it.
We watched the whole role play when, GTA was such a thing with the online, maps and, everyone, the servers and everyone play. That was my first introduction to, people can play on maps online together and do stuff together and all that. You know what I mean? So I'm not, I don't know the storyline that well. Again, I played a little bit of 5, so I played, enough to get the vibe of it, but not, in depth enough to finish out anything from 5. So this is going to be... I'm tempted. I don't know. You can't create your own character and make your own. You know what I mean? You're kind of following a certain. So I'm going to be curious. I might watch you play it, is what I'm saying. Just because I don't want to buy it a second time with how.
And you'll have it anyway because we family share. So
yeah, exactly. Once I buy it, then I can finish. Yeah. Or if
it's not even a fun cop game anyway. And the online, I never liked the online. So
yeah,
I'm
not playing. Yeah, exactly. So
one game I am looking forward to. That was just announced recently. I'm looking forward to this more than GTA 6 even. Jurassic Park Survival. It's an open, it looks to be, this from what game. Little bit we've gotten, is an open world survival Jurassic Park game inside the fucking theme park, Jurassic Park. I've wanted a game like this for forever. I can't believe it's even taken this fucking long. There's a
couple like dinosaur scary games that are coming out.
It looks terrifying for sure. Yeah. Obviously, why wouldn't it be? You're like running through a park with fucking velociraptors and shit running around. Like, fuck that.
Right.
So I would love for that game to come out. We don't have any information on it really at all yet, but just from the CGI trailer we got, it looked great, looked fun. I'm interested for sure.
Can I mention that game that that was one of the most wishlisted games on Steam that failed? Outsold
Call of Duty, that one.
Yeah, and then the day after tomorrow. Not Days Gone By, because that was the other game. Fuck, it's like a similar title to that. The day before, I think you did have it right. But anyway, yeah, so like it was like the most wishlist, and I remember seeing this on Steam, and I think I wishlisted it as well, and then it's just crazy because, yeah, that one.
Yeah, the day before.
And it's like the most scam that came out. Like, this is, I mean, oh my God, these places.
They found out recently, too, that like a lot of the map, like the main map was just purchased like 4 months ago, even like off of like a pre-built map built by someone else.
Yeah.
And, that like even though they've been like announcing the game for 5 years or something, like,
yeah,
something like, you know what I mean, like if Cyberpunk wasn't like this, y'all be crying about Cyberpunk, it wasn't this bad on release.
Listen, when we talk about something that we love, it's because we get the quality from it. So, but yeah, I mean, this is Cyberpunk is just a quality game, and I know that you have to have certain specs in order to play it. But if you get those specs, I'm saying it's worth it.
It's not even that demanding, to be honest. Like,
and it's a good plot and fun as shit. When you're hacking, you can go either or. Like, you could really go. I mean, listen, I just did one mission when I told Dylan. I said, no, I did it where I didn't end up killing anybody. I just knocked everybody out. I stealthed the whole mission. Or you could go in guns blazing and yeah, do whatever you want. And not, you know what I mean? Like,
you get rewarded heavily for doing shit stealth, though.
Yeah, like,
I did one stealth just a second ago. It gave me 30k. I was like, holy shit. All right,
if they tell you to go stealth, they'll reward you, but you also have the option not to. Like, I just crazy ass. And then I had to make a decision whether or not to destroy an AI that went sentient or not. Like, crazy ass decisions.
Crucify somebody.
Oh my God. Yeah, like, come on.
I know I already told you guys about that, but I did that.
Like, wild plot lines. Like, I love it. It's just such a good game. I'm happy that they've gotten all the success.
I had to drive this dude who got his penis stuck in a, like, fucking blow machine. It, like, malfunctioned and started chopping his dick up, and I had to get him to the ER before his penis was ruined. All kinds of just amazing missions like that, you guys. Moving to PC wasn't enough, because you guys should already all be on PC, PlayStation just got rid of Discovery on their fucking thing. So if anyone bought movies or TV shows or anything like that on Discovery, they just lost them.
Really?
Yeah. No refunds, nothing. You just lost it.
What?
Yep.
You're fucking shitting me. No.
Guess where that can't happen? On my computer.
Yeah, like, Humble Bundle, we got all these games, bitch.
So fucking dumb. This,
you know, I'm not taking down none
of these. And then they're also working on the PS5 Slim, got announced for $600, dummies. Obviously, if you guys listen to the podcast, you know I've said this probably fucking 6 months ago, 7 months ago, something like that, that the PS5 Slim was going to be announced for no fucking reason. Because it's a pattern. It's a pattern. It's probably, honestly, it was probably like a year ago that I said this shit.
Yeah.
And it's not nothing new. Like, it's not like they didn't, you guys think they just learned to fit the bigger parts and smaller things? Like, you guys think they just learned to do that? The PS5, the original PS5 is big on purpose. Said, you dumb fucks, buy the PS5. And then, once all you dummies buy the PS5, then they put out a slim version that they already had planned out. This is the original PS5.
They say, hey, it's okay for you to put upright, but really, you don't want to put it upright. Oh,
yeah, we saw about that, too. Yeah,
I'm calling y'all out because, yeah, listen, on now. Why would I want to buy that?
It was an IT person who put out a warning saying, do not sit your fucking PS5 standing straight up, because...
but the GameStop people were saying it, too.
Yeah, it says you can, because...
everyone says, don't put this
upright. Apparently, the liquid metal stays cool. It doesn't ever... when it heats up like that, it pulls to one side, and then it could cause your PS5 to literally burst in
PlayStation's flight. Like, yeah, it's okay. put it by the slim.
Because they're going to advertise it like that because it looks cool. Yeah, I mean, they're fucking dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but you guys will keep falling for it, and you guys will keep buying shit and being dumb.
I just feel bad for the people that put so much money into it.
It's like, I look at a whole
computer that your kid could use for college and other shit.
I look at PlayStation 5 owners like flat earthers. I'm like, oh, you guys are just too dumb.
Is the Xbox doing the same thing?
No, because you shouldn't even buy an Xbox either. That I feel like that's even like worse on us to buy an Xbox.
Really?
Why?
What's the most recent console route?
At least PS5 has exclusives you can't get right away. You know what I mean? Like, at least, like, yes, we still get the exclusives eventually from PlayStation. Like, we have God of War, we have Last of Us, we have fucking Horizon Zero Dawn. Yeah, on Steam. Yep. It takes a little bit. It takes a year or two to get to us, but we still get it eventually. And we get it at 120 frames, not at fucking 60 goddamn frames. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I the Xbox, there's no reason to own at all. Like, whatsoever.
Yeah,
we get the same fucking exclusives immediately on
PC. They have the Game Pass, though. But then I'm able to pay for the Game Pass on Steam, so then I can, or not Steam, but, you know, on my computer, and I can just play the Game Pass on my computer as well. So yeah, it's just so really dumb. And guys, if you want to buy the games in a cheaper rate, Humble Bundle, for example, like, you're, I mean...
It's pointless to even tell them. They're not going to listen. They're just going to keep buying PS5s because they're fucking dumb.
That's why everyone be, like, looking at how much stuff we got. It's because we're smart with our money.
Yeah,
in
I put
way.
Money
what's like,
worth buying.
We put money into... Yeah, getting all these games online has just saved us so much money, so...
Like the Kaido statue.
They're always doing deals and shit. Like,
we just got a big-ass Kaido statue. I love it so much. It finishes my roof piece display.
It does. Yeah, we did just get the Kaido.
Once we get the Gear 5 Luffy. Once Jaquan bring that Luffy over.
Yeah, come on now. We need
that. Also, finally, I got rid of the soundbar speakers I got on Black Friday because they were fucking trash. They're in the living room.
Those didn't fucking work out.
They're so bad. These new ones are amazing.
They're in the bedroom now. Yeah, now our TV. You better hook them bitches up.
Yeah, I gotta hook them up. They're gonna be the TV speakers in the bedroom now. They're fine for TV. They're just bad for.
We can take it to the next house.
They're bad for fucking.
Yeah, they don't work.
Computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard them. They were rough.
No, the only reason was because it stopped recording the sound for like his.
That also was fucking annoying.
I was like, all right, my
PC wouldn't recognize it as a viable audio source.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it was plugged in the PC in like fucking three different ways. And the computer's like, nah, I don't know what's that. So the last part of the podcast here, the final thing we have to talk about is the anime awards. You guys know they always do them. Everyone does their own award show, but ours is going to be the only correct award show. So 2024,
we
will officially have the Segoy Summit 2023.
Yeah.
Awards. It's going to be a bunch of different stuff. Everything that we talk about throughout the show, everything that we enjoy or where we consider to be like peak entertainment overall will be included in this list. Certain things have obviously been honored as they should. Like Baldur's Gate 3 did already win Game of the Year. We love that for them. Crunchyroll is doing Crunchyroll things, so I don't even know if we're going to talk about that shit or at all this year. So we'll see about that. But like I said, this is the only anime awards that truly actually even matters here.
Mm-hmm.
You actually don't even know the nominations yet, right? I haven't told you.
Nope, you haven't told me.
So we have all the nominees here for all the categories. This is we're going to read everything off, and then we'll give you time in the Discord. I'm going to make a whole new channel just to vote in the Discord.
Yeah. We'll do like emojis to help.
Obviously, we get the final say of what wins, but we'll take your votes into consideration if we're like complacent either or, you know what I'm saying? We'll let you guys pick. So let's see what these are. So starting off with these, you want to read them out or you want me to read them out?
I'm down to.
All right, go ahead.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
All right, so we've got the Game of the Year, and we're calling them the nominees, right?
Yep, nominees. Game of the Year nominees.
All right, nominees. We got Baldur's Gate 3.
Yep.
Tears of the Kingdom, Zelda.
Oz.
Cyberpunk 2077, Liberty.
Phantom Liberty. I put Liberty
Phantom
City.
Liberty.
Phantom Liberty.
And then Hogwarts.
Yep, Hogwarts
Legacy
in there.
Hogwarts.
Okay. I was really hard pressed between Hogwarts and Final Fantasy 16.
Right.
If you guys think we should add a fifth one, you guys think we should do four or five, let me know, because I can definitely add one to each of these categories if you want to do five instead of four nominees. Mm-hmm. But I just figured that with Hogwarts over Final Fantasy, because it kind of, that was the, it gave us what all Harry Potter fans wanted. You know what I mean? We got to literally thoroughly inspect Hogwarts. We got to live in it. We got to roam around
it. Cast spells, learn all the spells.
At the game, like, the, the combat was really fun. Yeah, the animals. You went into a whole fucking, you lost your life for a while breeding and shit.
Yeah.
Catching shinies, like.
Yeah, just completing the main storyline, catching the cool beasts, and then like saving them from the poachers or whatever, and then doing the main quest line and the flying missions, and so
I mean, you had to go to Hogsmeade, explore Hogsmeade, all the different
as
shops.
A Harry Potter fan, I loved it.
That's what I'm saying. It was exactly what Harry Potter fans always wanted. Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy was just. It was another Final Fantasy.
A really good Final Fantasy. It was another. Right? There we go. Another good one.
Hey, guess what? You know how we keep banging out? There's 15 other good ass Final Fantasies.
Got
now there's 16, bitch.
Now there's 16, yeah.
So, like, it was good, but it wasn't anything fucking, like, that we've been waiting for. It's not game breaking, you know what I mean? It wasn't anything stand out amazing like that.
But still really good, but yeah.
Yeah. And Phantom Liberty, Phantom Liberty over Spider-Man, because it was double the fucking gameplay.
I like how I knew suck you would do dick. It for that reason. You're like, hey, yeah, Phantom Liberty, I took this many hours to get DLC done, and then the whole game of Spider-Man was 28 hours.
Technically, it's an expansion, because that's how big it is. It's bigger than fucking Spider-Man. Trash-ass game. And then what? You guys beat Spider-Man 25 hours. You're supposed to swing around.
It was
driving my
game.
Car is
we
way
saw
more fun
it.
Than
I think
around.
It was beautiful, but I can. But then to like play it and get through it that quick is like a good gamer.
100%.
Come on now, they should have added. They could have expanded on that a little bit. Like I don't know.
And like, but don't get me wrong, Quentin's a good gamer, but I don't think he was speed running the game. You know what I mean? It took him 28 hours.
It looked like he was
casually.
Like he was like a normal gamer.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's
not
like, Quentin's over there sweating speed runs. Like, that's,
yeah,
and that's
okay,
what,
you're right. No, like,
as
yeah,
fast as possible.
To,
like, I'm
yeah.
sure someone beat that shit in 15 hours.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Isn't that crazy that, like, to play it like at a normal pace and then it's 28 hours for $70 or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Damn, bitch. Anyway, but we got best fight.
All these votes again will be in Discord. We're moving on to best anime fight.
We got Zoro versus King.
Obvs.
Yuji versus Chozo.
Obvs. That was still my favorite fight out of all the season two Jujutsu Kaisen, for sure. All
right, all right. We got Tanjiro versus the Upper Demons.
Obviously, Tanjiro was the only one there holding his own. Everyone else got beat the fuck up pretty much, so... shout out Tanjiro for 1v3ing these fucking split up upper moons.
Yeah, and then we've got Frieren versus the demons. Okay, all right.
I cannot let her. That moment in episode 8.
Yeah, we know.
Was one of the coolest shits I've ever seen.
If you know, you know.
All right. It was a very memorable fucking moment. So yeah, that's going up there. And
if you know, you know.
Because you know when you say top fight, right? Like a lot of people would expect Gear 5, Luffy, and Kaido to be on this list for anime fight of the year. But
right.
when I think top fight, I think of, like, if I'm going to show someone who doesn't watch any anime, I need to be able to show them this one episode and then be like, holy fuck, that was crazy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Gear 5, Luffy versus Kaido is great. It's 40 fucking episodes. I can't cohesively show this fight and everything that's happening.
Right.
Even when Luffy and Kaido do get half an episode at each other, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The other half of the episode, it cuts away to fucking, what's her name?
Backstory.
Hiyori watching burn under the wood and tell a story, which for me is great. You know what I mean? For me, who's watched 1,000 episodes of lore, I'll watch it all day long. I love that.
Right.
But if I'm just going to show someone, like, look at this one fight of the year, and then halfway through the episode, it's nothing for 10 episodes or 10 minutes.
A flashback, right, which I understand.
Zoro versus King was peak animation, peak choreography, fucking crazy impact frames for the whole 20 episodes, or 20 minutes, you know what I mean? 18 minutes, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So, same thing with every fight in there. Even Tanjiro versus Upper Demons was one that was hard to split in just one episode, but I did find an episode where it was pretty lit as fuck, so.
Right. Okay.
That's why I added him in there.
You did your little, like that.
And then, like I said, with Chozo, honestly, I just thought Chozo versus Itadori was way more intense down in the bathrooms, close quarter, hand-to-hand combat fighting, you know what I mean? It's not like with Sukuna, where it was just out, right? And I think the animation was way cleaner than in this, any of the Sukuna fights. The Sukuna fights, if you pause it in some parts, like the Sukuna fight,
but yeah, I'm watching it and I'm like, it was just cut, so it was cut.
I get it, it's bleak, you want it to be empty and colorless and whatever, but that wasn't what the Chosen, the Chosen fight was beautiful, the music was amazing,
yeah,
fighting was great, everything.
Moving on to anime of the year.
So this is best new anime of the year. Okay.
Okay. Of 2023.
I know some people, I guess we'll put the distinction in because I've said this a bunch of times, okay, and everyone keeps getting confused when I put best anime of the year because they're like, well, obviously that's
best
One Piece.
New season,
that's
though.
Why I keep going. Okay. So anime of the year is the first season came out this year in 2023 and it just banged. You know what I mean? So it's best new anime of 2023.
Oh, we're going to do it. Oh, no.
So.
Okay,
no. What are the best? What are the best?
This
new
is 2023 for the year of 2023.
Anime
the best
that
anime.
Came out and started in
2023 and banged. Okay, I get that now. So we got Heavenly Delusions.
Yep.
We got Frieren. We got Zom 100 and Yamada-kun. My love story with Yamada-kun 999. Yep.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't need to defend any of them. Those are all bangers. They're all brand new. Came out this year.
We'll see what everyone votes.
We'll see.
I'm not even going to say anything on that.
Test of Time anime. Those are animes that has had some piece of comment or some piece of content that has come out this year and has also been around for longer than 10 years.
Been banging. Whatever. Yep. Okay. We got One Piece. All right.
Obvs.
Bleach.
Obvs.
Attack on Titan.
Yep.
And Rurouni Kenshin.
One Piece won that one. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I'm just going to give you the answer right now. One Piece.
We're using
winner.
The force within everyone. This
yeah, hold
fucking,
on. I feel like a force vision coming here. It says One Piece won that category already.
It says you all will vote for One Piece in the emotes.
I don't even put another emote option. Just One Piece. Just...
Alrighty. Best new season.
Yeah, so this is something that has come out before and this year got a returning season.
So returning season that banged, all right?
I know I need to explain this to some of you PlayStation owners, if you know what I mean.
Oh my god.
What are our nominees?
We've got Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2.
Yep.
So think about how Season 2 was. We got Dr. Stone Season 3.
Mm-hmm.
We got... Thousand Year Blood War of Bleach, which is Bleach. And then we got Attack on Titan Season 4, Part 3.
Final episode. We promise this time for real.
I just can't. Okay. Okay. Anyway.
Best romance anime.
My Happy Marriage.
Yamada-kun
999. Sacrificial Princess and the Beast. Apple Fairy Tale. What the fuck is this?
Hey. Those are two animes I polled the audience and those last two were what y'all told me. Yes, I did. All
right, you know what, guys? I'm going to scratch
you gotta watch
out
those two. No, you
got
to watch those
fucking
two.
Ones.
You have to watch.
What about Apothecary Diaries? Okay, well, no, right. You said My Happy Marriage. Apothecary Diaries came out this year and was banging, but I don't know if I'd call it romance, but yeah.
How do you not know if you call it romance?
Because it wasn't. The main girl isn't looking for romance. There's just a lot of flirting.
It's not a
and
romance
stuff.
Anime.
All right, so that's what I'm saying. But I could.
Those are romance animes. You know how many times she passed out in My Happy Marriage? Romance, you know?
Shut up. Yamada-kun 999 was the shit, okay? Love that one.
Best, anyway, isekai anime.
We got Oshinoko, Shangri-La Frontier, New Frontier, Eminence in the Shadow, and Campfire Cooking in Another World with My Vending Machine.
No, okay. Don't we all know? No.
I'm
no.
Campfire.
No. No.
Campfire Cooking in Another World. And then we got Best New Opening. Okay, new
best
opening.
New opening.
Opening. I said the song, the vibes. Okay.
Maybe I'll do outro too, but I think we all pay attention to opening more than outro. I figured opening would be the go-to.
Although this outro for One Piece, new opening. Outro for fucking One Piece is also more fire. Oh, it's pretty fire. And then we got Jujutsu Kaisen. This is pretty fire, too. And then we got Frieren, also fire. And then we got Apothecary Diaries. Okay.
It was a banger.
Listen.
I'm not as biased as y'all think, you know?
Now, I'll move on to one more. The last of the anime categories. We got Best Animation. All right.
Yep.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
And obviously, I'll put the studios in here when I list them. When we do the final thing, it won't just be the anime. This was just a thermal real quick.
I'm coughing just because.
Mappa, we looking at you. Yeah. You're not winning. Yeah. Nominated ass slavery camp.
Yeah. Zom 100.
Yep.
One Piece and Frieren.
Alrighty. And then, as you guys know, we both really enjoy comedy. Shout out Tori for accidentally buying us Tom Segura tickets to go see him live. Unfortunately, he didn't know we were going to Florida at that time, so we couldn't go. We couldn't accept the tickets for Tom Christmas.
Did his stand up drop this year? Why isn't he?
Tom, because it wasn't as good as those ones. Okay, all right. That's why it's not. Right. I fuck with you, Tom, but
it was okay.
Yeah. Skinny Tom is falling out of he's falling out of fucking touch with us, you know. Skinny Rich Tom.
Yeah.
So we have best stand-up comedian. This is anyone who's released an hour in this past year here.
Lit.
There's actually one I'm missing even, which we might have to take one of these off the list here. I'm sorry, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, I'm so sorry.
Bye-bye, but I agree with this list then if we're doing just these people. All right.
So we got best stand-ups. We have Trevor Wallace with Pterodactyl. It's on, I think that one was on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen that, it is fucking hilarious. Following that, we have John Mulaney with Baby J.
Mm-hmm.
We have Shane Gillis, Beautiful Dogs. And we have Burt Kreischer, Razzle Dazzle.
The old Razzle Dazzle.
Honestly, every single one of those stand-ups, very worth the hour of your time to watch. They're all hilarious. I will say I've watched Shane Gillis's and I've watched Baby J multiple times.
Yeah, they were really good.
I remember Baby J, I remember watching in bed. You were watching it, and I was laying there, and I remember crying in my sleep. The one thing laughing. He said,
yeah, it about, made you laugh, and you were like, it was almost about drug asleep. Dealers
or something like that. Yeah. Dying laughing at that shit.
I think I know which joke it was now.
And then pretty much Shane Gillis's whole hour. I watched that twice in one day. That shit was so fucking funny.
I saw him online on TikTok and he was like, oh my God. And then they had to watch his whole thing. I was like, this is really, really good. Yeah.
So that is all of our nominees. We have a fucking solid list, I think.
Happy 2024, guys. Yes, hell yeah. Yes. Thank you, Dylan, for getting those lists together.
Yep, I'm excited. We have a big year for podcasting planned. I already talked with Mowgli. He will be returning to the summit for a One Piece update. He was the professional skateboarder that we had on throughout the year last year to talk about Sansa Wano, his catching up with Wano. I know we have our Star Wars episode, the whole timeline of that coming up soon as well. I watched literally every piece of Star Wars, including most of the games, all of the animes, including even the new stuff, Tale of the Jedi. That just dropped. It was 8 episodes. Watch that already. Visions 2, everything. I can confidently say Star Wars is one of the only other fiction stories that like has One Piece amounts of like lore quality. You know what I mean? Like it's actually really good watching. Like you said,
it ties in well.
Everything has just been fucking great with this show.
It holds my attention is what I like. A storyline and plot that actually is crazy and holds my attention.
Yeah.
With like pretty good main characters that have good morals. So I love a show like that. I get to watch
it. Just shout out them.
Shout out to Rebels. Listen, I love it. I'm trying to buy that little box lunch purse, the little mural.
And other than that, we're going to be having some streams coming up here. As some of you guys know, I was laid off right at the end of the year because my job is my old job is shitty. Fuck them. There will be an episode where I'll be requiring your help here in the future once we're off unemployment and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I already have 3 job interviews lined up for this coming week. One of them is tomorrow morning. So we'll see how those go. Until then, we're gonna be doing streams and streams and streams coming up here soon. Once you get the energy,
thank you for y'all's support.
We have so much stuff to do on streams, so make sure you pop in there, hang out with us, vibe with us. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe so the ads don't annoy you. You know what I'm saying? Help us out. And
Wednesday night, hell yeah,
we're gonna be having lots of podcasts. Hopefully this year, 2024. My goal for this year is to stay bi-weekly, a true bi-weekly. I want to get 26 episodes out.
All right.
We did 23 episodes last year.
Okay.
So almost completely bi-weekly for the whole year, which I'm pretty proud of. You know, we were new parents figuring the whole thing out. We didn't have any content pre-planned, and we still held a whole year of what I think is probably our best year of episodes, honestly. Yeah. If you look back overall, sure. Every one of those episodes, I'm pretty proud of.
Yeah, for sure.
Some things I look back, like our first pilot, that shit is so many. It got so many views, but it's like, we need to redo a pilot, updated pilot. Because we didn't know what we were doing back then.
We definitely will, now that we know what we're doing, to hopefully bring some more Segoy Summit Straw Hat crew members on board. So.
Make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube, follow the Spotify, rate the Spotify, and join the Discord. The Discord's been deactivating a lot of old inactive accounts, and it's been fucking up our numbers in Discord.
Yeah.
I think we're down to like 350, though, stores. So as long as we stay over 300, I'm cooling. Be safe. Everyone, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I wish everyone that listens to the podcast the best of luck. If you don't listen to this podcast, go fuck yourself.
Love you all.
I hope we absorb all of the good luck from all the non-listeners. You know what I'm saying? So anyone that doesn't listen, burn it
all
in
that
hell.
Karma that's been happening is gonna absorb.
Not me. Karma's not real.
No, I meant all the good luck from all that is gonna absorb into us. All right.
Yep, that's what's
everyone's
happened.
Gonna have a beautiful year. We love you all.
Yep. Our year's probably gonna be more beautiful because of how cute Anaya is. Like, you guys see how cute Anaya is. Yeah. This shit's crazy. But be safe traveling down the summit. Peace.